Grab a needle and thread and sew your sides back together.
Funny?
Horrific.
It's Every Billy's Joke from this week.
It was a doctor theme one Friday, Fruity Friday. Went well too.
Did it?
About bloke went in to see the doctor, Jim.
Telling Friday's joke?
No, just for you.
Redo it. And just in case you missed it. Friday.
He said, "Now, Phil, it's a normal procedure. Try not to get too aroused." Yeah. He said, "No, my name's James." He said, "Yeah, I'm Phil."
No, he's actually told that one how many times?
A few.
That's about the sixth.
So we're going down to see Brownie liked it.
No.
So I went to see the doctor on the weekend. You couldn't believe it, Jim, for a checkup.
Yep.
And he said to me, "You got to take your pants off." I said, "Oh, okay. Where would I put them?" He said, "Over there next to mine."
Oh, God. How many times has that one been told?
How many times have we heard that, Billy?
Shut up!
It's shameless.
No, it's not.
The repetition is shameless.
No, it's not. They haven't heard it.
Oh.
We've got a new audience.
Brownie's hasn't heard it.
Oh,
everyone's heard that.
No, it's a new audience. Righto, Brad.
I didn't mind it.
Brownie had a chuckle.
Come on, Ramsey.
Well done.
Have you got a joke?
I'm out.
Brownie, good luck with the Carlton draft. Woo! Great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Good on you,
thanks.
Brownie.
Good on you, boys.
Oh. Righto, Pang, here you go. My wife just called me to tell me that three women in her office had received flowers today and they were all absolutely gorgeous. I said, "Yeah, that's probably why they got the flowers." Did you get that?
I don't think that's even appropriate.
As a general rule, I think the end of a joke when the question, "Did you get that?" Not a great sign, is it, Bill?
They were all absolutely gorgeous. And he said, "Yeah, that's probably why."
You know what? Do it again. No, do it again. We'll do it again. Just do it one more time.
My wife just called to tell me that three women in her office had received flowers today and they were all absolutely gorgeous. So, right? You're right?
Yeah.
And the bloke said, "Yeah, that's probably why." Do you get it?
He leaves this huge gap. That's probably why they received the flowers, but it's a sentence.
But surely I don't have to say that. You're smart enough to get it.
Pangy.
You're not as shattered again.
No, that's a woolly bully face I've ever seen.
You're not as smart as I thought. Didn't you get that? What's wrong with you?
Well, the worst thing is I did get it. That's even worse.
Cat's bum?
You know, just because you're not supposed to attack people just because they don't laugh at your jokes.
Well, Jim doesn't.
No, I never laugh.
And this is a bad call.
That was extraordinary. You're supposed to come back from the summer fresh.
Yeah, I've been going for 2 months.
Have you?
You'll use that at next year.
Anytime you want to come in, Pangy, make sure you do.
Front bar tomorrow at 8:30. Don't miss it.
On Channel 7.
The day coffee.
All right,
find
here we
one
go.
Here that's not too bad. Oh, so we go. We're reaching down into the depths.
Yeah,
Jim.
Mm-hmm.
If a threesome is with three people,
oh my God,
and a twosome is with two, Jim.
Yep.
Do you understand why people call you handsome? Look at him. Look at him. You can smile. You're allowed to smile.
Well, for a start, I am handsome. But secondly, look at the boys. Zoe hasn't moved, but the boys are loving it. What's Jasper doing here, by the way?
Oh, I don't know. He just blows in and blows out when he wants to. Must have been free lunch on.
Right. They've enjoyed it out there.
Yeah,
look at rows of teeth everywhere. With these clownfish.
You are very handsome.
No doubt about that, Bill. That's why I didn't get the joke, because you just stayed in the obvious.
Fat's back.
Fruity Wednesday.
Fat's back. He just, Fat needed something.
Come on, Fat.
You're a fender. You are king of Geelong. See if you can smile too, old cat's bum there. Feed him. Jim.
You're coming through very weirdly into my ears, which is strange. Yes, go on.
Exterminate. Jim. I have a friend who writes music about sewing machines.
Yes.
He's a singer-songwriter.
Oh, no.
Or
he's going straight into joke number two.
Or so it seems.
Oh, God.
See? It's a double banger. Bang, bang. Jim. I can't do this. I can.
I'm the first week back and you're already serving that shite up.
of singers.
And it sounds worse because of your stupid voice in my ears. Are we giving it? Are we leaving it up to Leroy?
Leroy?
Leroy, what are you giving that crap?
I tell you what, the old ice cream seller from Tassie, if you don't give it.
Oh! Yes! Leroy!
You're a dick. You're never coming back here again.
Leroy! You've never finally grown again. Some pills.
Go to the Lions.
I love it.
Go to the Lions.
Put the fingers up, Leroy.
Never come back again.
Good boy, Leroy.
I'll get Jasper.
That's all
in
it deserved, fat.
Oh, I didn't mind it. It's actually, it was a double banger that Leroy didn't get.
A double banger.
Double banger.
Yeah,
double
right.
Banger. Billy, Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Oh, no. Because you're not funny, man. Grow up. At least not on purpose. Oh!
What is all right,
your,
fat.
Why does your hair look red, do you think, Jim?
It doesn't.
It does. Rabsy no, said it does. Hey, we're not back till Tuesday, so Jim, I'll see you next Tuesday when we have Damo and Tom Mitchell on.
You've just described yourself.
Here's a little entree. Maybe
oh, you're claiming that one, are you?
A little chicken satay with a peanut sauce. Jim, did you hear about the tattoo studio that offers sexual favours?
No, I haven't heard about it.
Tits for tat.
No, the joke. So no, we finish a Friday with a joke that with a bit of fruit that makes people laugh.
Tits for tat, Jim. Oh, red nuts, come on. Smile, ready?
Rabbits, do that crap justice.
I like these calling you red nuts.
Oh, green's out.
Oh, a while ago, Bill.
Oh, my God.
See that, Jim? Do you hear that music?
I cannot do this.
What's Tim McGrath doing up at the Gabba?
I haven't got another 5 or 6 months in me.
Scratch a Neil, Barry Stoneham. What are you doing up there at the Gabba?
I've got Bill Rockmar in the next studio. I'm heading in there with him. He's funnier than you.
Good joke, good finish, fat.
For even more of Billy's jokes and everything else from Triple M's Rush Hour, download the Listener app now.